Good afternoon and welcome to the special meeting of the Community Promotions Committee. It is February 6, 2012. We are almost all here. Tracy's approaching the podium and Bill Stafford is out today. This meeting has been called specifically to consider modifications to our ways that we promote our community. And I believe we'll have two presentations today. A little bit of background for those in the viewing audience. Initially, our city promotions was done by the Community Promotions Committee with city funding, city money. And the intent was to promote Morro Bay as a tourist destination. And over the years, of course, as we saw many economic hardships, throughout the community, the funding was cut to the promotions committee. So advertising was done at a reduced level. At the same time, the city had asked the promotions committee to develop events, things that would bring more people into the community. Being a committee that met once a month, often that task was passed along to the chamber and other folks to provide the structure for those events to happen. The chamber is not in the promotion business per se, in terms of spending money on advertising for the community. Certainly there are things that are done that advertise for the chamber and for the members and special deals that are put together. But the chamber has been running the visitor center and providing the fulfillment and putting the face on the Morro Bay community to the visitor. They are also business advocates, support events, do the website updates, and they have a contract with the city to run the visitor center. The TBID, which is the Tourism Business Improvement District, was developed as a response to the reduction in funding for promotions. An adjusted focus and goal with CPC at this point. The money that goes through CPC is meant to represent the entire community and comes from the community and comes through the city. TBID funds come from the visitors to the town, and again, it is an assessment that the hotel industry has put on themselves and is administered by the city. So the council has asked TBID to look into the viability of a tourism director, and we have had several workshops about what that director position would look like, and have had several plans come forward to address how that kind of position could be brought into the structure in Morro Bay. And what our group here will be doing is listening to both these plans, I believe, and discussing and making a recommendation that we will forward to the City Council as well. So does that feel like a good summary of...
I'd like to add one point.
Yeah, go ahead.
One point, when the TBID was created, the Council gave them a 2% that they could use to charge to gain their funds. And then later, when the Council was considering increasing the TOT, which means the general fund money that would come in from transient occupancy tax, instead of going out on a ballot measure on that to get the TOT increased, we decided to allow the TBID to go ahead with a 3% instead of 2. So it's just an important point to remember that the council was looking at this as a way to make sure that the advertising monies were consistent, but not favoring one over the other in any way. So, just a point of interest.
Okay. Thanks, Janice. Okay, so we'll open up our meeting with public comment, and I see lots of people in the audience today. So, who wants to go first?
Don't be surprised what I'm going to talk to you about. After Saturday, going
you
to a.
Tell us
I'm
your
sorry,
name
my name is.
We all know
I'm
you.
Sorry. My name is John Solo, resident of Morro Bay and business owner. After attending a Rotary function Saturday night and numerous people walking up to me and talking to me about the Harbor Festival, I just am here to tell the public that Harbor Festival is live and well, As a matter of fact, our slogan this year is Anchored in Traditions. And we have a brand new director that started with us on Wednesday. Unfortunately, he's on his way up today for another meeting. His name is Steve Buffalo. He's out of the area. He has extensive background in the Southern California area with events and so forth. So Harbor Festival did pay out over $17,000 last year for the event that took place. And we hope to make it better. And we're going to go back to our old tradition, fishing town, not a drunken binge of wine and beer and so forth. I also wanted to kind of tell you who's on the board. Of course, I am, since I'm here. But Jim Sanders will be leading us as the president. Steve Matthew, whom you all know, is with AGTV, is here, is on our board. Lori French, John Lozano from the Inn at Morro Bay. And we have some new people that are new faces that you're going to be seeing. One is Paul Van Duren. He's the owner of the Flying Dutchman, will be on our board. He was on the board back in the early, late 90s. Kirk Soul, who owns Frankie and Lola's, that's down by the water. Nancy Guthrie, owner of the Bay and Cantoner. And last but not least, Johnny Biagini will be on our board also. So our goal this year is to make sure that we go back to our tradition and make as much money as possible to all the nonprofit organizations. And you're going to hear more and more, and as Steve moves into the area, you're going to get to see him and meet him. But our goal is to do better than the 4th of July. Much more. Thank you.
I hear a challenge there. This is going to get exciting. That's wonderful news, John. Thank you. Okay, anybody else?
Hi, my name is Joe Yukich. I'm a taxpayer here in Morro Bay. And basically, I have no vested interest either way in this promotional director of tourism. I'm not a member of the chamber, and I don't own a hotel. But I am a taxpayer here, and I've spoken to both Jeff Eccles and Craig at the chamber about the proposal to hire a promotional director of tourism here in Morro Bay. And no matter what is said at these various city meetings, the way it smells to a lot of folks in this community when you go out and talk to them is that this is a battle shaping up between the Chamber of Commerce and the T-bid for available monies from the city general fund. That general fund translates to me as my tax dollars. In a city where for the past 5 years, just confirm with us that we're not, with this director of tourism position, we're not going to continue to increase the taxes we pay for what a lot of us believe is a non-essential service. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe. Anybody else?
Good afternoon. Hello, Community Promotions Board members. I am John Weiss, business owner in Morro Bay, and a homeowner, past president of the Morro Bay Chamber of Commerce, and a concerned citizen. At the recent T-bid meeting last Thursday, there was a review of two proposals for creating a destination marketing plan for Morro Bay. Proposal A, as I understand it, the Eccles-Alexander proposal, mentioned verbally two cities, Oceanside and Palm Springs, as good examples in their proposal. With interest, I checked both of these examples. Oceanside has a population of over 100,000, and their city is in serious financial straits and has budget issues even as recently as this last month. Not what I hope for Morro Bay. The other was Palm Springs with a $60 million dollar-plus-dollar budget. Interestingly, their TOT was $14 million in 2006. It has dropped to $12.5 million in 2009-2010, and with hopes of a rebound back to the 2006 level. We would be quite happy with that type of TOT, but at this point we do not have the population or the amenities that would come close to raising that kind of TOT. And if examples are going to be cited, I would prefer that we compare apples to apples, not big apples to little apples. It would give us a more realistic idea of what we can expect from shifting to a completely new model. The Chamber of Commerce has a long history of working and adapting to help the greater good of Morro Bay. The Visitor Center is improved and continues to improve. It serves all businesses in the community, including hotels, restaurants, and merchants, regardless of their chamber membership. The chamber proposal has always been inclusive and positive. Let's face it, the economy is tough. In the past year, the city changed ad agencies. We've added a new body of oversight with TBID. It is evident that we need something more in terms of marketing to be considered. We are all on board with the idea of bringing more visitors to the area. I don't believe we have to throw the baby out with the bathwater to make it work. Let's work together and use our already established strengths to attract new visitors. I believe the Chamber has the experience and infrastructure to be a part of this solution so that we can hit the road running. The Chamber has never been tasked with marketing Morro Bay. Our contract with the city is for operating the Visitor Center. That means we are to serve the visitors who are here or those who we contact by mail, email, or phone from the leads we get from marketing efforts by our city's ad agency and ideas proposed by the CPC and TBID. We are the contracted fulfillment house. We do that job quite well, I might add. We are a responsive organization, and we have a history working in unity with all entities. Our staff is knowledgeable and professional. The Chamber, of its own volition and not by any mandate from the city, has created events that bring people to our seaside village. We run annual events like the Kite Festival, the Avocado Margarita Festival, the Business Expo, and the Lighted Boat Parade. We run the weekly community farmers market. Our paid staff supports the Winter Bird Festival, Morro Bay Beautiful Citywide Yard Sale, Cruise in Morro Bay Car Show, the 4th of July, and many other small events as an information clearinghouse for these groups. We do these things as a chamber to strengthen the economic vitality of our city. We are willing to take the best of the Eccles-Alexander proposal and work with it to further strengthen rather than divide our community. The Chamber represents not only the largest sales tax dollar revenue generators in the city, but the smallest as well. I urge you to support the positive and truly unifying proposal of the Morro Bay Chamber of Commerce. Thank you.
Thanks, John. Anybody else like to speak? All quiet. All right, we will close public comment. I am guessing what we should do next then is have presentations. And Homer, would you like to go first and bring forward what you and Jeff have prepared?
For managing tourism that we could copy. The first call we made was to an attorney in Sacramento because we really wanted to understand the law. Once he gave us the general outline of how these entities were legally structured, we contacted a number of other California beach cities to find out what was working for them. The table of organization on the screen is the way that 13 of the 15 cities that we contacted are organized. For lack of a better word, we're calling it Plan A. The law requires the City Council appoint an advisory board to act as a conduit for the funds to be passed to a new organization. The new board's membership would mirror the advisory board. The City Council will determine the number of seats, but I would think it would be somewhere around 9, 5 being hoteliers, and the other 4 from other businesses in the city that benefit from tourism, such as a restaurateur, a retailer, someone from a business that is involved in recreation, an individual with experience in ecotourism, and possibly a representative from the Chamber of Commerce. The majority of the board members would be hoteliers, since 5/7 of the money is coming from their self-assessment, which they are either absorbing are passing on to their customers. Both of these boards must comply with the Brown Act and Public Records Act. The meeting of the new boards must be open to the public, but not necessarily held in a city-owned building. There would be no reason for staff involvement, which would free up quite a bit of time on the city manager's part. This new board would change from being a working board to a strategic board. They would set policy, approve contracts, budgets, and marketing plans. They would not be involved in any of the day-to-day activities. The key to all of this is the director of tourism. He or she would be hired by the new board. The primary responsibility of this individual would be to sell Morro Bay. The individual would have 10 to 15 years of experience in destination marketing and command a compensation of between $80,000 and $100,000 a year with benefits. In addition to being responsible for the visitor center staff, the director would negotiate contracts with the ad agency and any other service providers and work with those firms on a day-to-day basis. Under the direction of an experienced director of tourism, some of the clerical functions could be brought in-house. This would free up additional funds for more digital and conventional media buys. Using the approximately $700,000 that is available, Jeff and I put together a pro forma budget. All of this fits very nicely into that budget. In closing, I would like you to consider making a motion to recommend Plan A to the City Council. Do you have any questions?
Omar, I have one. This Director of Tourism, who he'll be a paid employee with benefits, you said.
That's correct,
sir. Who will he be employed by?
He'll be employed by a new 501c6 Tourism and Marketing Bureau.
And the board will have the board will be the hiring body then.
Hire, fire.
Yeah.
He would be accountable to that board. The thing about this simplified plan is the director of a tourism would be accountable to one group instead of trying to be accountable to currently three different groups, which would be, I don't think that could be successful.
Thank you.
I wasn't here for your previous presentation, so this is my first view of this. So,
oh, I'm sorry. I was under the impression Jeff had talked to you.
Briefly on the phone, but I'm still processing the information here. But something I'm not seeing that I'm curious about, the cost of restructuring what we have now, for instance, if we were to separate the Chamber of Commerce and the Visitors Bureau, the cost of setting up a whole new entity with a new location and new staff and, you know, equipping it, copying machines and desks, whatever. But the cost of setting up this new structure, do we have an idea what that would be or what those costs would entail?
Jeff and I, based on our business experience, we did put some things together, and we don't think that the initial capital expense would be much more than $25,000.
Okay, and is that somewhere in the budget here?
That would fit into the first year, $700,000, yes.
Okay.
Now is composed of a little over $100,000 to your organization and another $100,000 after the TBIS contribution of $50,000 to the Chamber of Commerce. This is $200,000 that's currently coming from the general fund. We envision that being very static and probably reducing. Based on the cities that we contacted, most of them had reduced to zero. What we do anticipate is because we've got a real pro here, and this is the key to the whole thing, is this is somebody that really understands how to market the city, gets paid to work 40 hours a week to sell Morro Bay. That individual is going to produce results. Because the assessment funding is based on a percentage, as revenue increases in the hotels, that percentage will generate more income. So we envision the assessment money quickly stripping past any of the city funding right now. I mean, right now, next year it'll be $500,000, and the city funding, if the city council approves a similar budget, it's only $200,000. I mean, the Inn of Morro Bay is spending $2.5 million today. That's going to generate new revenue next year.
What do you anticipate the staffing to be in this visitor center or whatever?
Where?
What? How many people?
We budgeted for 2.5.
Including the director?
No. In addition to the director. And we also budgeted because this gentleman or lady is going to bring quite a bit of experience to the table in terms of just basic marketing, that he needs somebody that is going to be pretty competent. So we budgeted a $35,000 a year employee as a senior administrator, along with another full-time employee and then a part-time employee.
And that would be enough to cover it 24/7 when the director is out of town?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Do you, looks like you would plan on continuing to have a contract with an advertising agency out of this budget? So, or would you?
That would be entirely up to the director of tourism. Based on my conversations with 15 other people that, do this job, some had agencies. Some actually would work with individual specialists, freelancers per se, on individual projects. Again, because you've got somebody here with 10 or 15 years experience in destination marketing, you could do things like that. It's my understanding that the current advertising agency is doing a lot of clerical functions and charging some overhead on top of those functions. Those would be brought in-house. I mean, why do you need to pay the advertising agency and their overhead to update a telephone number on the city's website?
Yeah. Well, that's changing, right?
Well,
I mean, we're going through some infrastructure changes that will take that burden off of our paid advertising staff and put it back onto the Chamber of Commerce, who would do those changes for free. So that's, part of changing advertising agencies. We're still cleaning house and making it a more streamlined system. So I think those kind of costs will be short-lived. What I'm wondering here is why is it a better system to pay a single director of tourism rather than an entire advertising agency that also has a lot of experience in marketing, destination marketing, great connections with the local media? Why is that a better system?
Well, currently, the advertising agency is reporting to two different boards of directors who only meet once a month. And what you do is you're basically putting those functions into one individual who's paid to work on a day-to-day basis with the advertising agency and maximize the advertising agency's efficiency. The company that I own, we use an advertising agency, but the advertising agency never came to the board of directors and made a presentation. It was always done by the sales and marketing manager dealing directly with the ad agency, which is the way that most businesses are set up. It's just a much more efficient system than trying to have a board of directors do the day-to-day work. That goes back to my comment earlier about being a working board versus a strategic board.
Any other questions?
One thing I'd like to clear up, and that is the fact that the board meets once a month. That's true. The boards meet once a month. But during the month, we have many subcommittees and there's many things going back and forth between that agency that take place not necessarily at the monthly meeting. It's not that we only have contact with the agency once a month. We're talking to them weekly, daily, sometimes. There's many, many contacts during the month with that ad agency. So I think what Dan says has a little...
selling widgets today. So I think there was an effort made to find an agency that could handle that. And I know we do have our committees that meet, but I don't feel like... we've had to, I guess, have feedback on a number of things, but the micromanagement of day-to-day, are we putting an ad in Sunset? No, that's budgeted. We decide that ahead of time, those kinds of things. So I guess my question would be, could you do something similar to this just by combining the boards in some way and coming up with some structure for those boards and I guess we'll hear that next, you know, put a marketing director within existing infrastructure. You know, is there a reason that that's not as viable in your mind?
Well, who would the marketing director report to?
The marketing director would report to that advisory board and ultimately to the city.
But the visitor center, mm-hmm. which is an important element within the marketing scheme of the city, would be a separate independent group. The marketing director wouldn't have any contact whatsoever with the visitor center based on the current structure that you're talking about.
Yeah. I don't see that would necessarily happen. The as I envision what you're talking about, the marketing director would, under his job description, would be running the visitor center or be in charge of the visitor center.
Is that right? Because of the, you know, the idea is that the staff would provide two functions. The staff would, you know, welcome visitors on a nice sunny July Saturday, but on a rainy January would help the marketing director with some of the you know, things, the marketing functions the marketing director did.
Well, I see the combination of the boards. I think that's probably an inevitable situation because it does, there is quite a bit of overlap. The thing that concerns me, Homer, is that we have a board that would be weighted toward the lodging industry, so we would have a lodging board if it were more evenly structured because of the public monies that do go into it. I would feel a little more comfortable.
Well, the fact that the board would be represented by, you know, let's say we choose a nine-member, the council will choose a nine-member board or 11-member board, the simple majority would still be hoteliers because you've got to remember the bulk of the money is coming in from the hotel's self-assessment. I have no idea how the TBID board would react or the hoteliers would react, but I would assume that they'd want to still have a good say about how their money was being spent.
I think we're going to probably need to pull this back in a little bit. I think there are some issues with that, and probably we'll have to talk with Rob at some point, depending on how this goes forwards, because the TBID does have a board that does have a mandate to serve its particular industry's interests. And obviously it's in their best interest to promote the whole community, so that's what they do. They are not promoting individual properties, but it is a lodging board, and they need to be responsive to that. I personally I'm not comfortable with the pay-to-play model. I feel like this is a large community, and as one of our public speakers said, it's not just a community of businesses, although that is our mandate here to deal with advertising. But there are citizens who are affected by all that we do and all that we bring into this community, and that's why I think the Promotions Board has been so important, that it's trying to look at the community as a holistic entity. So I would personally not feel comfortable with majority, but I don't think that's what we can discuss at this point. What I think we probably need to do, and you guys can tell me if... Okay, we'll have one more question, but then I think we should get on to the other presentation, and if you can hang around, we'll bring it back to a discussion, and then maybe need to ask you more questions.
This is going to come out of the previous meeting that we had, and also I did watch the TBID meeting, so I have seen both presentations. A couple of times we've heard Craig say that what you're suggesting could be incorporated into the existing structure the way it is. Why do you prefer to eliminate the chamber from that structure?
Well, it's not so much wanting to eliminate the chamber. The issue is the staff. Is to make this work financially. The director of tourism needs some people to help him.
And why would
the logical people would be the visitor center staff?
Why would that not come from the existing setup? We got some really terrific people there already doing the visitor center work.
Well, very possibly those people would be hired by this new director of tourism. It would entirely be up to him or her.
So how is this any different then? I mean, other than maybe combining boards on the public sector, and we've moved the existing chamber out on the sidelines.
Well, in essence, you did answer the question yourself when you said there was three other organizations. I don't know how you get this individual to report to three different organizations.
No, no, no. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying the big box there that you just pointed at was divided into three boxes on the other page that said 501c6, chamber CEO, and the things that the chamber is responsible for. Here, on this slide, it's one big box with those same things all there. There's really nothing different other than the box.
Well, there is in the sense that this fellow reports to this one board. You have
right,
to hold
the chamber
that.
CEO reports to the chamber board.
And very possibly you could put the entire thing into the Chamber of Commerce as a structure today. Whether or not the hoteliers would agree to that is a whole other issue.
Well,
That's an interesting point.
It's an interesting statement.
That's interesting. And I would say I think I still see the chamber as a separate thing. I do not see the chamber as having input with the advertising agency. They're more of a group that responds to the advertising agency and does what they are asked to do or does fulfillment. And again, before we had all these changes, it was the chamber making the changes on the website for free, and I think they will continue to do that and help keep the advertising agency updated. What I can see the difference is combining those boards. And so then you do have one board dealing with one, whatever that entity is going to be, whether it continues just to be our advertising agency or whether it's, you know, a person who now has a new position within either the chamber 501c6 or another 501c6. But I don't see it as three boards that this person has to deal with. I see it as two, with the chamber as being more of the workhorse arm. But I may be wrong with that. So thank you so much, Homer. You did a great job of presenting.
Thank you.
You're a good public speaker. On to who's going to take over for... We're going to have Chris Christensen explaining the chamber proposal, correct?
Well, good afternoon, board members, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Chris Christensen. I'm the current newly elected president of the Morro Bay Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors. Before Craig, our hired gun CEO, gives you all the details on the proposal that we're going to give to you today, I would like to, I have prepared just a brief statement. And I want to clarify a couple of issues in that statement, and then I'm going to let Craig present our proposal to you, and we'll both be available for questions and comments after that. I'll start off by just saying that I feel as though we're here with new opportunities and challenges for the year ahead, and we, as a chamber, recently unveiled a slogan for the new year, and that was simply unity in the community. It became painfully obvious, however, that going into this new year, that was going to be one of our challenges, and that is unity. The hoteliers and their TBID board have adopted a proposal presented by Jeff Eccles and Homer Alexander that addresses numerous long-standing shortfalls in the city of Morro Bay that Morro Bay has been seeking to correct. Your Chamber of Commerce and its current leadership agrees that a unified effort in Morro Bay is long overdue. However, a proposal that separates the Visitor Center from the Chamber of Commerce and has the potential of putting all of the advertising, marketing, and promotion dollars in the control of one industry falls short of unifying. Contrary to some suggestions that the Morro Bay Visitor Center, currently under the control of the Chamber of Commerce, is doing an excellent job of greeting and disseminating valuable information and guidance to an ever-increasing number of visitors that are looking for places to eat, to shop, to hike, to surf, or just spend a night and relax in one of our local motels or hotels. The Chamber of Commerce has substantial statistics and evidence to verify the reality is within that population and those large populations. Many of those cities, as I did my research, of those cities referenced by the Eccles and Alexander proposal, however, still house or share housing with the visitor center and the Chamber of Commerce because of the issue of them being separated and being inconvenient for visitors who might come to their city. On January the 19th at our installation dinner, I vowed personally to work hard at the leadership of the Chamber Board, and I swore to uphold honesty and integrity with that hard work. Therefore, I feel it's my duty to inform you and the City Council of Morro Bay that a vote for the adoption of TBID's Eccles-Alexander proposal will simply result in the following. I will have to recommend that we lay off all current staff and most likely recommend that our highly qualified and very popular CEO begin looking for a city whose Chamber of Commerce can embrace and utilize his talents. We would, of course, find a replacement that we could afford and rehire some part-time assistants for the operation of the Chamber offices. In time, approximately a year or two down the road, the Chamber of Commerce could and would rebuild itself as a standalone business. In conclusion, I have suggested a proposal that will simply recommend the City Council leave the Visitor Center and the Chamber of Commerce unified as it is. If they feel it's necessary to create a Bureau of Tourism and hire a Director of Tourism, then allow the hoteliers to use that assessment dollars as recommended, but leave the Visitor Center as is, where it's at, being ran and controlled by the Chamber of Commerce. We would certainly look forward to working with the centralized efforts of a marketing and promotions director if that was their choice. But in summary, I would simply say that evidence demands a verdict regarding the Visitor Center. And in an effort to achieve these goals at the Chamber of Commerce, our board has approved a petition that is being circulated for the support of our proposal. Your support of our proposal is needed and would be greatly appreciated. And with that, I'm going to let Craig lay out our proposal and go into the details that I think you'll find necessary to shed some light on the whole issue. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Chris.
I think it behooves us to make the statement that our two proposals have more in common than they do in difference. And we've put up a chart up there to show you how that would flow. But we also need to define what the function of the visitor center is. And Susan, I think you hit it right on the head when you said it's more of a fulfillment function than a marketing function. We don't place ads. We don't do very many press releases. The marketing agency does that. We are more of a fulfillment piece. Given that, the community conversation certainly has quickly moved from hiring a director of tourism into creating this new entity called the Tourism Bureau or whatever you would like. And I think, as Chris had said, that the Morro Bay Chamber of Commerce and the Spirit of Unity would support that effort and have complete control over hiring either a marketing coordinator, which we first suggested to TBID at a lower salary level of $50,000, on up to a high-powered tourism director with a much higher salary. That's to be determined by you and the TBID as to how much money you want to spend for that function. But we insist that the visitor center contract remain with the Chamber of Commerce, assuring an efficient and economical delivery of visitor services and representation of all businesses in the community, and we are currently doing that. They don't need to be chamber members. Every business is represented equally in the Chamber of Commerce. And the Chamber would remain a strong partner to the Tourism Director, offering office space, office equipment, technology, and support staff. And I want you to look at the diagram here, very similar actually to Homer's diagram, except the Chamber of Commerce still remains intact. They have their own board of directors. The marketing position would be completely responsible to the TBID CPC or Tourism Bureau, however that may be formed. But the Chamber is offering to house that position. If we need a bigger place, we can partner and get more dollars to go put ads in press and on the internet. So it's all about economy. It's all about resourcing dwindling dollars that are available. Whether we're in a recession or not, it makes great business sense to partner. And that's what this is all about. Partner with the resources that you have in your community and be a stronger community because of that unity. There's also several reasons for this public partnership. And I also put in there the Chamber offers a direct connection to the business community. That's our job, is to be on the ground floor with all 600 and some businesses that are in the community. You don't have to reestablish those relationships. They already exist. Again, take advantage of the resources that you currently have. In a recent study conducted by the Shapiro Group that I included in your packet, and this comment comes from a few people that had said that possibly the information that the Chamber Visitor Center was providing was tainted because it was coming from a Chamber of Commerce. And what this study actually shows is that connection of Chamber of Commerce with any product gives comfort and peace of mind to the consumer, so that they would be 44% more apt to use your services. So it adds to the validity of the product. The strong chamber is a valuable community asset. It would be sad to see this Chamber of Commerce diminished in the roles that it can do. We've moved a lot in the last year because of this desire from Chris and from John Weiss, our prior president, to create this unity, to work together, to find the partnerships, build the relationships. The Chamber not only represents every business in town, they develop programs to assist those businesses and strengthen the local economy. The Chamber is responsible for events that John had listed, and we're also responsible to support many other events. With the staff going away, many of those events would go away. And I'm not sure that the Eccles and Alexander program is prepared to take on those events, and I'm certain the city's not prepared to take those back. Am I correct?
Not fair.
So the Chamber's strong partnership with the Small Business Development Center, the Economic Vitality Corporation, SCORE, the Quest College, Cal Poly provides professional assets to assist in Morro Bay's economic development. Losing the staff that we have an opportunity to share with the Visitor Center would not allow us to continue as strongly in that direction. Some people have said this is a subsidy. This is not a subsidy to the Chamber. This is a contract for services. And if you want to call it a subsidy, then, well, you're just exchanging subsidy to one 501c6 to the other. If this operation, the Visitor Center, were a standalone, it would cost you a lot more than $150,000 that we are currently paid to provide the service, because we do share staff and infrastructure with the Chamber of Commerce. So that is why it is so common with communities that contract with Chambers of Commerce to provide these services. Without this partnership and synergy, providing this service for the community would cost taxpayers much more money. What it provides the chamber and ultimately the whole community is the critical mass necessary to carry out the rest of the chamber's mission. A strong destination program is essential for a community that is dependent on tourism, such as we are. A strong chamber is essential for the whole community to prosper. With this proposal, we can have both. And working together in partnership and unity, we can all begin rowing in the same direction. I'll take any questions that you might have now.
I asked for Craig's resume because I think we've got somebody really valuable here that many of us don't know all the details on. Both in Healdsburg and in Hood River, you established a visitor council. Mm-hmm. Could you just give us a little background on those things and how that came about?
Well, the Hood River and Healdsburg economies are very similar to the Morro Bay economy in that they were national resource economies that had to transition and find something to fill the hole. In Hood River, it was timber. In Healdsburg, it was grapes, and they certainly were doing a great job of it, but they were shipping all the grapes out. There was no value-added products there. And in Morro Bay, certainly it was fishing. All three communities turned to tourism to fill that void. In Hood River, we were lucky that we were at the starting gate with regards to tourism coming in with the windsurfers. The wind blew in the windsurfers community. So all the stakeholders were part of it. So the Healdsburg model was basically morphed from the Hood River model, and I believe it was a much more improved model because each one of these sectors were represented by one of their leaders. They would go off and meet on a monthly basis, give charge to that person that's representing them on the council to bring it into the whole group, the promotions council, and then the restaurants could partner with the hoteliers. They could partner with the recreation people, and so they were more of an idea-generating function. And in both last chambers, we had a marketing coordinator who was paid around $30-some thousand to coordinate, to set the meetings, set the agendas, take the minutes, make sure the ads were placed. We contracted out our ads in Hood River. In Healdsburg, we actually hired a marketing agency, such as we have done here, and they did all of that work, all of the creative and such. So I think the whole idea is, one, you want to get the whole community engaged, all the stakeholders in tourism. We want to get them focused and on the same page and working together. And that's why I think the chamber can be a really important partner in this construction. It hurts me a little bit to see that we're not even on the page with Proposal A. And so we'll call this Proposal A+.
Thank you. I just wanted to get that information out because I think it's very pertinent to what we're talking about.
That marketing coordinator you guys were paying, was that a full-time or part-time position?
A full-time position. Okay. And they were solely dedicated, as is the Alexander proposal and our proposal here, solely dedicated to the duties required by the council or TBID or whatever you want to call that.
And that would be the person that would go out to trade shows and things like
right,
that.
Right, right. But also they benefit from the rest of the chamber staff. So, you know, a lot of my time was also dedicated to destination marketing. And here we've done the formula in our partnership with the TBID where 60% of all the staff is provided, their payroll is provided by the TBID arrangement of that $150,000 that comes in. So certainly much more than 60% of our work is dedicated to tourism, as Ed will espouse to being in there all the time. But the arrangement was that we would be covered for 60% of that cost. And it's a really good synergy. It's not a subsidy. Everybody benefits from that partnership.
Greg, I have a question about similar to what I asked earlier, this marketing position, the director of tourism, who would now be reporting to the TBID and CPC, where do you envision the funding for the kind of dollars they're talking about? How are you going to pay this guy?
That's up to you guys. I mean, you can fund that position or not fund that position. You can fund it at a lower level as a marketing coordinator who would still work the 40 hours a week and coordinate the different groups. When we looked at this position, we looked at all of the the traits that the best destination marketing organization would have and what those duties of a tourism director would have. And a lot of those duties were pulled from some of the partners that already were doing the duty to kind of flesh out this position. But I think if we understand all five partners, the city, the chamber, the TBID, CPC, and the city, if we all understood what our roles and responsibilities were and we had somebody to coordinate all of that, I think you could do it at a lot less cost to the community.
So you're not looking at this, the plan A was a $100,000 person with a staff?
No, I'm not. Actually, what I'm encouraging is that they share the staff that we already have here within the chamber. You'll see the arrows there between the marketing position and myself and my staff.
Thank you.
The marketing position that you have on your chart there, what functions do you think they need to fill that aren't being filled currently today?
I think coordination is one of the biggest ones. Some things do fall through the cracks because, and that simply, I believe, is a function of not knowing what the five partners' roles and responsibilities are. I came into my position and I had a contract with the city to provide visitor center services, but it seemed there were a lot more expectations that were out there that really weren't written down anywhere. So, you know, there were a few balls that were dropped, but had I known that those were responsibilities of the chamber, you know, those functions would have occurred smoothly. So it's more about, and it's about accountability, too. If you have this person, this coordinator, or this director, that's the one go-to person that you go to. If that person were under the auspices of the chamber, ultimately it would be my head that would roll if that position was not functioning properly. So there is some sort of accountability in there. The coordination would certainly benefit.
Body, what we're gonna have it, and you know, somebody for 35,000-40,000. I'm just kind of thinking, like, you know, the quality amount of the work, like, you know, the person of the $100,000 body gonna work and does the same amount of work, and you know, things gonna be done by this $35,000 person or not?
Well, you can pay $100,000 for a Rambler too, but it, you know, it's not necessarily a better vehicle. You do pay for what you get, but I had two very successful destination marketing organizations with the chamber and a marketing coordinator at that lower level. Certainly, you folks can spend as much money as you want on that position, but understand that every dollar that goes to salary doesn't go to marketing.
That's a really good point.
Susan, if I could just real quickly?
Pardon?
If I could just real quickly,
sure.
In response to Emmett's comment, I won't mention which city, but one of the cities that I spoke to in my research that is on that list made a comment about their high-paid marketing director. It was closer to six figures, and they specialized in international travelers and tourism. And what happened was, for whatever reasons, I don't know, but this international pursuit and endeavor ended up being highly paid 3-month trips for the international director or the marketing director and his wife. And after about 2 years, when they realized that he was doing a lot of international traveling at the expense of the marketing director's budget, they realized that they weren't getting what they were paying for. And so they've since fired that individual and replaced them with a different salary range.
I think we have to look at who we are, what we have, and what we need. So, you know, again, if we had a convention center, we might need to really be focusing on group sales and some of these higher power, higher end things. And maybe we'll get there. You know, maybe we will become that community that needs a $100,000 a year marketing director. I personally tend to want to err more on the side of gradual change that makes sense, that's fiscally responsible, that doesn't, take the steps and see what works. That would be just me. Any other questions or comments?
I have one last question, and that has to do with events. Under the Plan A, the events would fall under the 401C tourism director, who would, I guess, run the events. Currently, the chamber, I guess, runs some events, as do some individual groups. On your plan, Craig, I'm looking at the diagram, and I'm trying to get the connection between the marketing position and how he would oversee any of the events, or would he?
Well, under our proposal, no, he wouldn't. He'd be focused on the marketing of it. Events take an enormous amount of time and energy, as you know. And under Homer's diagram, events weren't mentioned in there, but you can be certain that, and I'll just go through the list again of the events that the Chamber does. The Kite Festival, the Lighted Boat Parade, the Avocado Margarita Festival, the Mermaid and Pirate Parade that we help out with, the Farmers Market, the Tall Ships and the Expo. If we're reduced 60% in our staff, we will have a staff of 1.5 people. And, you know, maybe that's fine. Maybe that's what the community wants. But most of those programs will either go to the wayside, or they'll go to that marketing position or to the city. And the Chamber also plays a strong supporting role for the 4th of July, the Harbor Festival, the citywide yard sale, the Winter Bird Festival, the Dollhouse and Miniature Show, the Blessing of the Fleet, the Cruising Morro Bay Car Show, the Morro Bay Music Festival, and the Emergency Vehicle Show. There, again, we would be limited as to how we can assist those organizations. So who's going to pick that up? I don't know. Again, the Chamber will adapt and reinvent however it needs to be, but you need to consider that, you know, there are consequences for our decisions.
If I might add to that, for example, if this was to go by the way of separating the visitor center and us having to cut back on our staff, we would lose the opportunity for future events and activities that we are looking at currently at the Chamber. I can tell you that right now, because we are a Chamber of Commerce, we were contacted by two groups just recently that we are planning on bringing to Morro Bay. One is a Miss Country Western Beauty pageant, which has signed up more of the business and interest and activities that you can do in Morro Bay. But we have about a 30-minute episode already ready. So those two, and just for example, I would have to almost immediately after the 28th vote, on February the 28th, contact them, let them know that I don't have the personnel or staff to any longer entertain those ideas in Morro Bay. And if they want to consider coming back to us, you know, in a year or two, maybe we can resurrect it with a different representation or somebody else, but I just won't have the staff to help do that. So those are the kind of things that we're moving forward towards and that we're currently doing.
Okay. One more?
I was not following the flow of the chart initially, and I realize why now. Where does BCA fit into that mix?
I didn't give them a box.
You did? Yeah, no box for them?
They would probably be right off the side of City Council. Certainly City Council holds the contract, but there would be arrows going back and forth to the Bureau, whatever that may be, and also to the marketing position. So it'd be on that side of the equation.
Okay. And so, again, the marketing position, the coordination, the things that are falling through the cracks, these are things with Chamber's ability to market or the BCA's ability to market? I'm getting the feeling it's more about the Chamber's ability to market.
I'm sorry, can you...
You had mentioned earlier when I asked the question about the marketing position, mm-hmm. what functions are they going
right.
to fill that aren't currently being filled? You had said some things are falling through the cracks.
Well,
I feel like...
Well, they had. I mean, when I say things, I'm talking about one or two incidences. But there was a strong desire to have the five partners have some sort of better coordination with those. One place that we can start is better defining the roles of each one of the partners so that we understand what our responsibilities are. But then also to have that one go-to person, I can see value in that. They would be on top of what all the partners are doing.
And this isn't a function that could be filled or that could be... you know, these tasks couldn't be filled by your existing group if you weren't defending your job.
No, I don't think so. I think if we added another
so you do
person
feel a need
to the
for
staff,
additional staff.
Yeah, whether they're with the Tourism Bureau or with the Chamber of Commerce, I think there is a good argument for that position.
Okay.
And certainly we could do a lot more if we had more staff people, too. So, that goes without saying.
Okay. Back to the board. Discussion? Comments? Ideas?
Well,
speak, anybody.
Okay. Well, I'm just thinking, are we trying to do more for the members? Either, any group of any box of the members or, marketing like how Jeff is proposing. Like more we are looking for to do just marketing or, I just see like more we are concerned about just like, member and stuff. And
no, actually all of this is independent of the membership. That's the chamber's function. That's not the function of the visitor center because we are charged, because we receive public money, to represent all the businesses in the community. And that's what we do. I mean, if you go to the chamber office and ask for information, it doesn't matter if you're a chamber member or not, I'm sorry to say, because some communities do require you to be a chamber member to be represented in the visitor center, but that's not the case in Morro Bay.
Thanks.
All right. I've listened to all of this. I went to the meetings where we discussed what we wanted to have happen to make things better. And I think the main thing that came out of those meetings was getting everything coordinated, getting all the different entities, all the different stakeholders, whatever you want to call them, coordinated to some extent. I don't think we're ever going to bring them all together. That just doesn't seem to work in Morro Bay. We've got too many independent people. That's fine. We need somebody who's at least in contact with all of them, and I think that's the person that we're looking at. And their job beyond that can be all kinds of different things depending on what you want to pay them. I think that the main thing that I would want to see this coordinator or director, whatever you want to call it, do is bring those factions together and represent us at outside events, going to those tourism conventions and all of that. I think that's something that we're lacking right now because of finances and time. We can't expect you to run the chamber and be at all those events. It just doesn't work. So I think there is a value in finding a person who's available to do that and have that be their job. I don't think it's a good idea to dismantle what we have and try to set up a new separate entity. Financially, I think it's just shooting ourselves in the foot. It doesn't seem practical. We have an incredible group of people that currently work at the visitor center. I don't know how many of you have gone, sorry, I cannot divide our chamber from our tourism industry, not in Morro Bay. We're too small to say those are two separate things. In L.A. or San Diego, yes, you can do that. The chamber is just for the business, and you've got your tourism element. Morro Bay just doesn't have that big a community, funding-wise, business-wise, or anything else. Every single one of our businesses is dependent on tourism, one way or another, whether it's directly or it's later on, like what was it that Bob DeSummer always used to say? He never sold a refrigerator to a tourist, but he always sold them to the residents after the tourist season was over. So we are all involved in tourism. It is our industry now. We have to accept that. And to divorce the chamber from that part of the industry is just foolish in my mind. I can't see doing that. Financially, I think it would be much better to start with a coordinator in this kind of a position, and then if it doesn't work, we can go on to something else later and spend the big bucks. But I'd rather not spend those big bucks on somebody who has a big salary plus a staff plus a separate office and everything and then not have it work. That would just be the ultimate in waste. I mean, you're disbanding something that is working for something that may or may not. Maybe it would be, but at what cost? At what cost to our business community to essentially, and I think about me, when I go to another city, when I'm researching what I'm going to do when I travel, I go to the Chamber of Commerce, usually. That's the website I go to look for where there's hotels, where there's restaurants, where there's, things that I might want to see. So that, I think that tie-in is something a lot of people feel, that this is where you get good business representation, and that's what you want to know when you're traveling. So I just think that we have something currently that is good. We have an excellent person here at the Chamber whose talents we have yet to plumb. And I think that he deserves the opportunity to bring those talents to fruition for us before we go off and start a whole new organization. I really think that we need to work from where we are with what we have and add this marketing coordinator. Combining the two boards, I can see that happening. I saw it happening when we first established TBID that this was going to come down the line. It has. Hopefully we can do that in a friendly way. I think we can. But I just don't see throwing out the chamber part of the visitors' service without, I mean, it just seems foolish to me. So I would go with Plan A+.
Thanks, Janice. Tracy, did you have a comment?
I have to agree with what you said, Janice. For the most, both plans have good aspects to them. You know, looking at Morro Bay, though, it best compares to the two communities Craig has experience with. When you look at these other 15 communities, I think there's good elements in all of these that we can use, but we don't compare to any of these communities. We don't compare size, money, number of businesses, nothing. You're apples to oranges or apples to logs. I mean, there's just no similarity. But when you look at some of these boards, there are some good ideas of what they're doing. One of them is like when you look at Temecula and Huntington Beach, how they did their boards. They're not a majority of TBID members, and it's TBID members that made these decisions. Hoteliers are looking at how they're best served. They're best served by having their entire community represented in their marketing because that will draw more people to stay in their hotels. The biggest problem I have with Plan A is a weighted board towards TBID I don't think serves the hoteliers or our community well. And I don't know about the legality issues of having a special interest group control tax dollars, but that kind of gives me the heebie-jeebies. What I'm interested in for marketing Morro Bay, combining the boards would streamline our system some. We need to look at the assets that we have and better promote and better utilize and make the best of what we've got. We need a good organic growth rate. We need the tourism rate to grow at a rate that our hotels, restaurants, and businesses can match. Those two need to grow together. We don't need one outpacing the other or the system's not going to work. And I think that's best served by the A-plus plan. But both of them, I mean, no matter how you look at this, there's still some tweaking that needs to be done. I think overall we are on the right path there. I agree that Craig has experience that we need. I agree that you can't, I don't see the point in separating our chamber and our visitor center. You know, I've been in business in Morro Bay literally my entire life in businesses that serve tourists and businesses that don't serve tourists, and they're so interlocked here. It's just if you pulled them apart, things are going to fall through the cracks. Also, the expense of separating them, that $25,000, which from my experience of setting up four businesses in Morro Bay in the past 6 years and moving one of them, $25,000 is low. But even if you,
in my mind, it's always been a lodging business improvement district because it is a lodging business improvement district. It was formed to improve the lodging industry, and that's what they do, and they do a good job of it and have done, but that's what it is. It's not really a tourist business improvement district, and that's what I would like to see it on the new board gets formed, because I also agree it's inevitable, and I think I said that, also saw that coming when it first started, because there's lots of duplication and overlap. So that's one of my concerns in tweaking the program, is to get a board that is representative of all the business community. If we could do that, I agree with everything that you folks have said about the Chamber and the Visitor Center. I've had lots of experience with it over many years, and I also believe the Chamber and the Business Center, there's a synergism there that works. The Chamber, as Craig mentioned, has sort of a good housekeeping seal of approval. When you say Chamber of Commerce to someone, it's sort of a, okay, they've got some approval. It's like a better business bureau. We get lots of calls from people at the Chamber who are looking to the Chamber to do something for them because a business maybe hasn't lived up to their expectations, and they want to let the Chamber of Commerce know, as well as the Better Business Bureau. So there's sort of an endorsement that the Chamber of Commerce has, and that endorsement flows over to the visitor center. And it'd be silly, I think, in my mind, to send people to different places. Lots of people think, I'll go to the Chamber and get the information. People walk by and say, oh, the Chamber of Commerce, we'll go and get some information. The visitor center and the Chamber are almost one and the same. So with that being said, I think I'm leaning toward going with Plan A+.
Thanks, Ed. Dan, anything?
I think I am in agreement as far as the plans go. I just don't want to rehash it all again, so I'll try to come up with some original thoughts. First of all, I'm sick of talking about this. I don't know if anyone else out there feels the same way I do. I'm so tired of talking about this. It seems like it's been like ages that we've been talking about a tourism director, and I feel like there's just, I mean, I know it's important to have someone reach out to groups and, you know, try to identify other opportunities. That's a given, but, you know, our town is so dependent on tourism, it seems like business development's kind of a big deal, too, and maybe if we get some other businesses that aren't tourist-related, our city might be better off financially as well. So I think that this is just one little piece of our big city, and we spent so much time talking about this one tiny little piece. This isn't the entire puzzle. So that's one thought I have. You know, as far as the current structure goes, I feel like, all in all, it's pretty good. You know, our marketing, I'm really proud of what we've done. I've been on the board for 2 years now. I think we've done some great things marketing-wise. I think our website's made some strides. I think our visits, our overall data suggests that the marketing's working. You know, whether it's resulting in increased tax revenue, you know, I don't know how much of that can really be placed on this system here. You know, some of it has to be placed on the business owners and what they're selling. You know, there's only so much that these boards in the city can do to bring people into the city to that have wallets. You know, from there, someone's got to take the other half and get them to buy stuff. You know, so that's another thought I have. You know, the boards that exist, whether it's two boards being TBID and CPC or one combined board of yet-to-be-determined structure, I feel like that board or those boards, they do represent the city and all the stakeholders. I've heard that comment a couple times. The whole idea behind the board makeup is that they're different segments of the city are represented. You know, I represent a professional service industry and a nonprofit. You know, and you go down the line, and there's diverse interests up here. So I feel like, you know, everyone is being represented in an equal way. So I like that about what we currently have. I'm not seeing any drastic changes that are going to improve upon that. At least nothing's you know, jumping out at me in that way. And then the other thing I'm not seeing with really any of these proposals is a significant net change in the available dollars for marketing the city. You know, it sounds like the shuffling of titles and boxes and things really has a zero net change to what we can spend on marketing. And that, I mean, if that's what we're up here to do, that's what TBID does, that's what the money's there for. I don't think, you know, if we're not increasing our dollars to spend on marketing, that this is all kind of pointless. And then the other thing I just wanted to say is that Janice said on it earlier, change takes time. You know, Craig's been here for a year. Our new marketing agency has been here for 6 months, 7 months, something like that. It takes time to transition, takes time to implement new ideas, and it takes time to see the results of those ideas. And so, you know, we've got a framework that, for the most part, works. Let's work as a city. Craig said it earlier, unity is, I think, the top priority the city needs. There's so many different factions going in different directions and working against each other. It's not helping anything. We need unity. We need to work within our framework. We need to get to work, and everything's going to be great when you pick your head up at the end of the day.
Well said.
Well said. How do you follow that one up? He was not scripted. Thanks, Dan. You had a few thoughts there. No, that's a lot of common sense, which I'm a big advocate of. Couple comments
And then we'll try and bring it to a close. One thing I just wanted to point out is that our chamber board does have representation from the TBID, from the CPC, from the city, from retail, restaurants, retirement community, service industries. So just so that people know, that particular board is actually very diverse and represents these different interests in the community. Certainly agree with Dan on this idea. Let's just get the money out there into advertising and do our job. I did do something somewhat blasphemous, I think, and looked at the numbers, the money. And I know this might not be the most popular thing to suggest, but in terms of where is the money coming from, if we do agree that we do need this position, whether it be a marketing coordinator or a director of tourism, there is always that ability to increase TOT and decrease the TBID. That was on the table before. And I played with the numbers, looking at our existing occupancy rates, which are, you know, hovering around 50%. Not great, but still one would hope that they are there and growing. If you increase TOT by 1%, you would add approximately $190,000 to our budget. If you decrease TBID by 1%, you would still leave around $300,000, $315,000 for advertising from that hotel industry. And we do have the $120,000 from the city for CPC. So you would still have a budget somewhere upwards of $400,000 for advertising. The city could use that additional money that it's gaining in the increased TOT to help with funding for the visitor center that they're already doing. Would have that extra $50,000 that we've been asking from TBID to help with the fulfillment at the visitor center. So you could slide all that back into the existing office, hire your marketing tourism, whatever you, marketing coordinator, whatever you choose to call that person with whatever their status would be. Have the existing 501c6, so there's a limited amount of new activity you would have to do, new change, new structure. And you would still have, by my numbers, and of course we'll get Susan Slayton to look at it if anybody really cares, approximately $90,000 left over that would just go back into the city general fund for whatever, fixing streets, helping develop new business opportunities, filling some of these buildings that we have. So I think there are changes that can be made without drastically deconstructing first. And I would personally favor any changes we make be gradual, be positive, and be sensible. So it seems like we really have three things to consider. Do we go with Plan A, Plan A Plus, or do we stick to the status quo, or maybe come up with our own plan, which I don't want to do today because I don't think we have the time. But we do need to come up with some kind of recommendation that will come from this committee to City Council.
I would move that we approve Plan A Plus with the idea of a marketing coordinator as a first step. And then if something else happens later, we can do it later. That's not part of the motion, just A Plus with a marketing coordinator.
Do I hear a second? Okay. So you have you like the Plan A.
Plan A, yeah. I'll let okay. Jeff goes.
But we do need to hear whether our plans. Okay, hang on.
It's about the changes, so I would say yeah, Plan A.
Okay, so we do have the motion. You go ahead.
I forgot to put a box in.
Yeah.
Okay. So well, I don't need
no. No, that box would go on the left side of the equation, with arrows going to the marketing position and directly to the board.
Well, would the city again be having the contract with the marketing agency, or would it be the 401c under the other plan? It's the 501c that would have the contract?
No, it would be the city.
The city
on this plan.
So the box would then go up next to the city council, or under the city council?
Yeah, under city council, with arrows going both ways.
I see.
To the board
then needs
and
to, be one
to
more.
Yeah.
Okay.
I apologize for
if
that.
If that were included, then I would.
I will include that extra box in my motion. Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
That's all.
Any other comments, discussion on that? So I go ahead, Dan.
I don't feel like I understand enough of what this particular position is going to be doing to be able to say yes to it. You know, I feel like I need more of a more clear job description under Plan A Plus of what the marketing position does, specifically to understand how necessary it is, how urgent it is, all that kind of stuff. Maybe I'm asking the wrong questions or something, but I don't still quite see what that person's going to be doing.
Craig, do you want to respond or?
Well, and I didn't include that in the packet because I thought that discussion had taken place previously where the partners got together and developed a job description for the director of tourism. And all of those duties, I believe, could be performed by a lesser paid marketing coordinator with some direct accountability to TBID, CPC, or whatever that board is.
See, I was at that meeting where we came up with the 15 or so points or whatever,
mm-hmm.
I recall a lot of them BCA saying they would be able to do, like taking people on tours of the city or whatever. So that's where I keep coming back to. I mean, is this marketing position, are we sure we need it, or are there other existing folks out there that are capable of taking on these tasks? And until I have clear answers to that, I can't really.
Well, I think that's what this meeting was about. Do we need this position or not? Where the job descriptions of what he's going to do and the functions, that's all is already been decided, I suppose. But the discussion for this meeting is, do we need this person or do we not need this person? And then under what structure is he going to work? Is he going to work under Plan A Plus or Plan A? And I think that's really the question, is it not?
I guess my feeling about the job description itself would come out of our whatever we send out as, you know, the application for it, the job description that we would be advertising for. And I think with Plan A Plus, what I am envisioning, and tell me if I'm not correct, is that this would be a coordinator position similar to ones that Craig's established in these other cities, with the primary goal of bringing together the factions and being able to attend the out-of-town conventions and conferences that we need representation at, whereas the advertising agency would still be handling the...
That's correct. It's more of the busy work, allowing the agencies that, you know, do the jobs well to focus on what they do best. So it's a coordination of all the groups, establishing the agendas for the meetings, taking the minutes, being in contact with all five of the partners to make sure everybody's on task.
And it wouldn't matter which plan we chose, that would still have to come out of the ultimate job description that the council determines mm-hmm. for the position. So here we're just looking at, do we want it included in the chamber or do we want the separate entity that the Plan A was? I think that's all we're being asked to do today.
Yeah.
I do think we could also recommend no change. Mike? We could also recommend going ahead with the plan without choosing a marketing director position, just recommending combining the boards. There's any level within this. That's what's tough, is, you know, both plans have something to offer. I guess if we recommend Plan A Plus, the chamber's plan, we're basically recommending of the two, this is the direction we'd like to move. But I guess I'm going at this with a general understanding. No matter what we vote on today, there is some tweaking that's going to be done.
Yeah.
This is not a complete package, like the description of that job description is one of the big questions in my mind, too. That's something that has yet to be determined exactly. We'd have to sit down and make a list of exactly what duties do we want covered, what responsibilities will they have, and what will they be performing. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm assuming that that hasn't been decided yet, but this, I'm looking at it as more of a recommendation of a direction that we want to go in.
My feeling is the least spoke about, you know, we spent $100,000 for a,
right.
a marketing director, we're going to have some pretty upset citizens. So, but the fact that we might need somebody, we may not need to spend $100,000 for that somebody.
But I think is what happened with the TBID. They started forming the committee and deciding who should be on it, and that was called to a halt. Said, no, all you're deciding right now is which way do you want to go, which of these options do you want to choose. So I think that's what we need to vote on.
Okay. So we have a motion on the table. Any more discussion? And why don't we just poll all of the committee members, just so we have, since we don't really have a note taker out there, and I will keep track of eyes and nose. So let's start with Amit.
No.
All right. No. Tracy.
Yes. Plan A plus.
Yes.
Yes. Ed.
Plan A plus, yes.
Dan. Okay. And I am a yes. So we will make a recommendation to the city to go with Plan A plus with a marketing coordinator. Does that sound... We did it. We're done. Yes. Thank you, everybody. That was a lot of good discussion and hard work.
Yeah, where'd you go? Did you hear what she said?
What she said?